Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Doctor.
Ni hao. Ni hao. So today I normally do a different instrument, but when I was researching jugs a couple weeks ago for jug bands, I came across this little nest of interestingness, and I thought I'd stick it in as a topic for the show today. Ooh. And so these are songs from the 1920s and 30s. So we're talking like almost 100 years ago. That's so really old.
Great Gatsby.
That's right. Well, while some people, Great Gatsby, they were getting up to a little trouble too, weren't they? So there's this whole range of what, I guess there's different names for it, dirty blues. And these are really naughty double entendre.
I actually read the titles, and yes. I don't know if my mum's going to be happy listening
to
these.
Did you blush? Well, one interesting thing is that, so apparently radio was starting to get big at that time, and so people were buying less records. But if you made it so naughty that they couldn't play it on the radio.
It's all about marketing.
They would still sell. And I think it's interesting because, you know, one of the main things I study is rap music. And a lot of people are like, oh, that music's all about sex and drugs. And I'm like,
isn't all music about sex and drugs?
Well, yeah. And I'm like, some people like it. So, some people like sex. I know. Weird.
Yuck.
Yeah.
No.
Boo. Some people like it. And so going back to this, it's been happening a long time. That this is like adult music.
Wait, are you telling me that sex has been happening for a long time?
I know, right?
Gross.
I know. People back then. So what, are we going to play a track now? You're getting ready? So what?
They did it in black and white though, right?
So this one is Baby Let Me Bang Your Box by The Toppers.
That doesn't sound bad at all. Boxes?
You know what a box is.
Looked at my baby and said, baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me bang your box.
So you're telling me they couldn't play this on the radio?
No. Well... Well, also part of the thing was the double entendre, right? They all have these little metaphors, and apparently that's part of the thing to sort of have it not be so obvious and sort of lots of wordplay. Apparently there's a lot of songs about professions, like the plumber comes and fixes my pipe, the milkman.
There are so many words that have come from these songs,
right? The iceman comes over and warms me up. Apparently a lot of animal ones, like, let me play with your poodle.
Ugh.
Roosters,
have you
dogs,
seen, you
donkeys.
You know Dudley Moore and Peter Cook? They have like a thing about Dudley Moore's on the piano saying, baby, put it in my bag. Or
Have you
seen that one?
No, but that would fit in.
It's right. Now I understand.
It's so interesting you say that, because around the same time that this was going on in the US, in England, they had these British dance hall songs,
Dance hall.
British musical. You know, it was this sort of comedy. And then apparently in Jamaica they had calypso music that was also don't touch me pumpkin or my potato, but you can touch my tomato. They also had, so it was like a phenomenon, I guess, globally. And you know, this is adult music. You go to a club or a little sleazy little bar and you dance and you drink and you have a good time. I don't know why some people act like, what? Music is about sex. What?
Jazz means you know what. Right?
You're right, it so does. Jazz, rock and rock and roll. And so, and that was also another part of it, is using this black slang that apparently some white people didn't get. So like, jazz, that's a lovely word.
And jazzy.
And not understanding that,
like everyone in the 90s that didn't get what the songs were about and then now listen back and go,
I know.
What?
Push
baby
my button.
Baby, when we're grinding, I get so, no. Oh my God.
So, you know, don't act shocked. This is love. Actually, it's not love. So apparently, the other thing is this was just lust. You know, like it was just bass. And compared to other blues, which were like longing and loss and, oh my God.
The baby left me.
Yeah, this had none of that. This was just basic instinct. Now what do we got now?
Oh my God.
What's That Smells Like Fish, Blind Boy Fuller.
What's That Smells Like Fish?
By Blind Boy Fuller.
So he's a good smeller.
Well, he's a fisherman, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
Please, Dad, no. You didn't sing this.
What's that smell like fish, Mama? Do they really want to
a good song.
Smells like pudding, but it ain't no pie. So a lot of food metaphors.
Could be a smoked fish pie.
Yes, could be smoked. So apparently there's a lot of food ones. Jelly rolls is a big one. Jelly, put a little sugar in my bowl. Anybody want to buy my cabbage?
So it's all about alluding to, not...
Yes, it's double entendre.
They're just being clever about it.
Yep.
Not like these days. I tell you what, these days you're just saying it outright.
That's right, booty.
At least they were
booty.
Poetic about it.
Yeah. Although you do still get slangs, you know, skeets. Don't look that up.
What's that?
Nothing. No, I'm not done.
No, you have to tell me now.
So, please warm my wiener. Is another one. Banana in your fruit basket.
Sam, like the rudest man. Thing I've ever heard.
I want some of your pie. Why these aren't rude at all? These are about food.
No, it's
these are about food.
I don't know if this is more uncomfortable or like Mike Hoskins on the radio.
Now I feel
more uncomfortable.
The other thing is, the other precursor to this is vaudeville and minstrel shows. So there was this comedy aspect, you know, that people would go out to these shows that had songs and funny things and jokes and husband and wife teams and men and women making fun of each other. And so some of these songs are just a natural evolution of that. And then some of them would be played back in those shows. Because remember, they did not have TVs.
Mm-hmm.
So you would go out to funny shows. And it all ended.
They made their own fun.
It all ended in 1954 when Elvis started playing music and white kids started listening to it, and white kids were not supposed to be into sex, so they took it all out. Although it was still there, you know, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. See, there's your animal sort of thing again. Yeah, I heard one song about your hound dog keeps burying his bone in my backyard.
This one is by Bo Carter. It's Your Biscuits Are Big Enough For Me.
Oh, that's lovely.
I don't know what biscuits are.
Oh.
The delicious treat, you know.
Your
jelly roll is plenty sweet
enough for me. Your jelly roll's sweet enough. Some
men like oh, I know what rolls are. And some they like
so tough. No, that's not what it is. Some men
don't care for I've got a few of them.
No. That's not what he wants.
No. But baby, don't put no more baking powder in your bread, you see.
Cause your two biscuits plenty big enough for me. Your two biscuits, she's got two of them.
Legs.
That, yeah. Nostrils, probably.
Ooh.
Mm, mm, now you're talking.
The music's so good.
It's very DIY, you know, basic music, whatever people had, simple things.
I want to learn to play guitar like that.
Apparently back then they called it the starvation box. Because if you were going to take that on as a profession, oh, you're playing the starvation box, good luck.
Someone,
are there any
females? Yes, a lot of females. They did really well in this genre. It's not like you know, some of your other male-dominated genres. We have plenty of females in this one.
Someone says, please don't bring up Mike Hosking in a conversation about sex.
I agree.
It's just uncomfortable. It's not my fault. I was raised to prove.
I approve of that message.
Oh yeah, actually, I'm sorry now. I'm really sorry.
This is terrible.
Someone's texted in an old favourite of a female vocal of the genre. It says, you got the right key, but you're working on the wrong keyhole.
Oh!
Yes.
I didn't come across that one. That's a good one. Maybe don't Google it.
This person says that they always took that as it being the wrong woman rather than anything else.
Oh, yes. Where were your minds going?
Yeah, you guys.
In the gutter.
There was only one lock on the doors in those days, right?
Yeah.
Please!
I know. I don't know. Yeah, it does seem new to have two. But maybe it was always...
Well, I feel like I'm at school.
Maybe.
Like, ooh, it's gross. Yeah. Ooh, sex. Ooh.
Okay, you're playing one more? No.
That's it. That's all I've got.
Well, some of the other chicks to look out for is Memphis Minnie. She was one of the main ones. I'm selling my pork chops, but I'm giving... Wait. Yeah, I'm selling my pork chops, but I'm giving my gravy away.
Anybody here want to try my cabbage?
Yes, that's another one. Oh. And then apparently the rudest one of all is called Shave 'em Dry. And apparently that one... was banned, and it was the rudest one of all.
Let's find it. Add it to the BFM playlist.
Oh, yeah, put it on the Spotify. I just heard about your monthly Spotify. Put Shave 'em Dry on it.
I don't know if we've got that one.
Don't you put... No.
No. Okay, Kirsten, okay. I love you. Thank you for educating me about gross people in the 1920s.
All right.
I love them. We're going to play a tune.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.